Yes, this is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. It's 10 minutes past 5. And you're welcome back. Just watching the screen and looking at Davido and the rest of them perform in Qatar at the closing ceremony of the World Cup on Sunday. Beautiful stuff, though. And congratulations to Messi. Although in my mind somewhere, France won. That's me. Really looked forward to, you know, France carrying that cup. Maybe because of my bias. I feel like my African brothers, who are making us proud in another continent, should have been the ones lifting that cup. But you know. Let's wait till after 4 years, right? Anyway. Okay, so let's talk about insecurity in Nigeria. Now, someone is suggesting that military veterans should be engaged to tackle insecurity in Nigeria. And I wonder, what difference would this make? And I'm asking this because the President Muhammadu Buhari, is a military veteran as well. It's part of the reasons some people voted him into power in 2015 when the whole Boko Haram brouhaha was still so loud, so much. And it was looking like, the government in power then, they don't really understand security stuff. They don't, especially when it's at this level of terrorism, they don't really understand it. So let's vote in someone who has been there, who understands how things are done, who understands military. And we voted him. And then this is 2022. We not only have Boko Haram, which they say has been, what's that word they use? It's technically disseminated or decimated. And some other words they use, right? So whether it's pockets of Boko Haram insurgents or not, we still have Boko Haram. And now we now have bandits. They've been proscribed, so they're supposed to be called terrorists. But because we still have Boko Haram, we can't help it. We still want to differentiate and say they are bandits and these ones are Boko Haram terrorists. And then we now have issues of herdsmen attack. And then the unknown gunmen, the kidnappers, a whole lot of issues that has to do with insecurity. Not even talking about the cultists. There's just a lot happening in our country right now. And then Dan Bazal says, yeah, someone helped me out here. He says, technically defeated. Thank you. Technically defeated. And that reminds me, I came across a story where they said some Boko Haram, is it top guns, have denounced insurgency or denounced terrorism. I came across that story earlier today, but let me not deviate from what we're discussing. So a former chief of army staff, and of course, Minister of Interior, Lieutenant General Abdulrahman Dambazao, says Nigeria should utilize the experiences, expertise, and skills of military veterans in tackling its security and developmental challenges. Adam Bazao made this call while speaking out on the role of military veterans at the 45th reunion and gala night of the 18 regular course alumni of the Nigerian Defense Academy. This was on Sunday in Abuja. He said the experiences, the expertise, the skills garnered by the veterans have been largely underutilized by the country. So he says there is a need to examine how these categories of Nigerian citizens could contribute to tackling the country's security challenges and also contribute to national development. He said the veterans have priceless traits ingrained in them by the virtue of their training and experience. And he says, quote, such strength represented in the values inculcated in them include self-discipline, sincerity, honesty, integrity, courage, and loyalty. Veterans are also for collective ownership of problems, issues, and challenges by virtue of their esprit de corps and have possessed oriented thinking that is invaluable for a fast-paced work environment. He said so many other things, but I'm going to have to stop here. So he's saying, basically, utilize these guys, let their expertise not go to waste. And then I remember also had a conversation with a former, I think, Assistant Inspector General of Police, Dr. Chukwuma. At some point, he talked about, he's one person who champions local policing. What's that word they use again for it? State policing. You know, he talks so much about it, how people in the locality should be the ones to police their environment. And I think I also heard him at some point talk about how these veterans, right, should be employed. You don't necessarily have to give them guns, but have them work with the security agencies. They already have the expertise, so you don't even have to spend so much money training anybody. If you're going to train them, it's more like, you know, just to bring them up to speed with what's happening right now. So what do you think? What difference would it make if we should employ or engage the military veterans, just like Dambazal has called for? And then it was in the news, I just read a few minutes ago, bandits kill 37 people in Kaduna, burn down houses. Another one I heard earlier today, a lot of people feared dead as suspected herdsmen attack Enugu community. Now, if you go online, just type punch ng.com, you will see stories that has to do with insecurity, like a lot of stories that have to do with insecurity, plenty of them. Because Vanguard, the same thing. This Day, the same thing. Even the blogs. There is no day you open any newspaper and you're not seeing up to 5 stories or more pertaining to insecurity. Perhaps we need the military veterans. But yeah, hey, you tell me, what difference would it make if we engage these people? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-676416. Where did I hear 7? 0809-030-6416. All right. You can also send a message via SMS. So it doesn't only have to be WhatsApp, in case you're not on WhatsApp. All right. And then you can drop a comment via... there was this message I wanted to read before now, but I didn't read it. All right. I'll read it later on. Simply goodness. I'll read your message later on. All right. So you can also head on to Facebook and drop a comment there. We're live. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, or you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. And if you're also not following us on Instagram, what are you waiting for? Nigeria Info FM _PH. So what difference would it make if the military veterans are engaged with regards to tackling insecurity in Nigeria? What difference would it make? Remember when people were calling for the resignation of the service chiefs at some point? It became like a topic every week on radio, on TV. It was the conversation of the period. Sack the service chiefs. Sack the service chiefs. All right. People were retired and a new set of people were put in there. How far? So, what do you think? Our president is a military veteran. What is happening? I have given up on this country called Nigeria. Our politicians know the right thing to do. Your name is Cliff Austin Rodriguez. Please, when you send me a message, include your name. Thank you. I need to know your name, all right? Thank you very much. And possibly where you are texting me from. Hope is calling from Choba. Hello, Hope.
Hello.
Good evening, Hope. You're welcome.
Yes, my name is Hope. Calling from Choba.
Go ahead, Hope.
I don't think the bringing back of the veterans will solve the insecurity in Nigeria.
You don't think it will make any difference? Oh, that happened. Come on, Hope. Give me something. 070-0923-0923. You see, I've tried to touch on different aspects, you know, just to help you, you know, think beyond the, maybe to engage them, like bringing them back to come and become soldiers or whatever. I don't think that's the issue here. How do we engage them? What difference would it make if we engaged these people who are veterans? And remember also that Dambazar, one of the things he mentioned is the fact that these guys are already trained. There's also that thing that comes with experience. It's one thing to be trained. It's another thing to have experience. So you have put to work what you've learned. You've made mistakes. You've learned the ropes. So that's part of the things he mentioned. He said they have a wealth of experience and diverse talents unlikely to be found in any other group. And he also says they have served Nigeria while upholding the highest standards of performance in the most extraordinary situations. So this is more like letting us know that these guys are not the kind of people that can be maybe swayed by money. Because they served when things were not so bright. How much more now? So tell me, what difference do you think it's going to make when we have these guys helping us to fight insecurity? Braid from Borukiri, you're welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Chief Comrade IMB. I think our president is a veteran. And the chief security advisor is also a veteran. And I think they should be able to bring their talent to enhance our security in this country. By the time Mr. President gets to power, we are having Boko Haram. But today, as I speak with you, a lot of groups are surfaced. We have the X-Men, we have the Boko Haram, we have different groups. And up to this moment, I don't know what really the government of the day has put in place. I am not just looking at the federal government, I am also looking at the state government, the local government. Because they swore an oath to protect life and property. And right now, as we stand, the government is not there to secure life and property. For me, they should be able to get an international community. They should seek for the help of international community. But it will be also difficult for the international community to come in because the former general said it, that any insecurity that lasts more than 24 hours, the government hands is in it.
All right. Thank you for calling, Braid. We have commercials coming right up, and I'll be back.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back now to Hard Facts, 5:33 on the clock. So let's wrap up the conversation. At 5:45, we'll have some persons in the studio for a another conversation, UNICAF. All right, so we're still discussing Damba Zhao's call to have military veterans engaged in tackling insecurity. That's a former Chief of Army Staff and Minister of Interior, Lieutenant General Abdulrahman Damba Zhao. He says Nigeria should utilize the experiences, the expertise, the skills of military veterans in tackling its security and developmental challenges. And so I ask, what difference would this make? All right, you might want to call in or send a message. You can call the number 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923, or send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. My name is Constance. Let's talk. Mfon Francis from Ajip, Port Harcourt says, Sani Abacha and Buhari are both army veterans. We all know their story. Please, they should enjoy their retirement. Hello, the military veterans spent not less than 35 years in active service, yet could not solve the problem of insecurity. What magic wand have they acquired now they have retired that would help them do what they couldn't do when they were in service? Some people have simply run out of ideas. Ejim is your name. Good evening, Nigeria Info. My name is Grant Okpara from Omagwa. Federal government has the capacity to fight bandits, but they are planning politics. They are playing politics on Nigerians' lives. Thank you. All right, on Facebook. Have I ever seen the Facebook? Okay, I need to refresh so I can find the Facebook messages. Well, let's take a few calls before we wrap up. 070-0923-0923. On Facebook, Saka Olajide says, both the veteran and active officers pass through same BMC training. We have capable hands in the army, but the politics in this country will not allow it to work. Kelechukwu Oliver says, it will not make any difference at all. And Lucky needs deliverance. He's saying something else on our Facebook page. All right. So what difference do you think it's going to make? Remember, he says, these people have expertise. They've served for years. Says they have priceless traits ingrained in them by virtue of their training and experience. Self-discipline is there, sincerity is there, honesty is there, integrity is there, courage is there, and loyalty. I mean, sincerity is one of the things people have talked about in the fight against insecurity. You hear some people say, well, if the government says they are really fighting insecurity, are they sincere in this fight? Are they really doing what they ought to be doing? Same goes with the corruption fights. People keep asking about sincerity. So Damba Zhao says the military veterans, they have in them sincerity. So how about we engage them? And so I ask, what difference would it make if we get them on board? And then on WhatsApp, my dearest Constance. At first, some high army officials. He says, first, some high army officials. Is it high army or high profile army officials, all right? Must stop giving out vital information to the terrorists. Only then we can start tackling all these groups emerging every day in the north and other parts of the country. They shouldn't bring anybody into the system. Enwa Enwa from Eleka here. That's your message. All right. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then some other person called in to say what we should rather be doing now is engaging foreigners. Let's get the international community to help us. And not engaging military veterans. Constance, I see insecurity in Nigeria as a deliberate money-making machine. Is the present president not a former military head of state? You said it's stories. Your name is Bob. Okay, Bob. So is it that you do not trust that there is even a way we could engage the veterans? You know, we've been talking about community policing. Yeah, that's the word, community policing. When I was speaking earlier, I called it state policing. Community policing. Don't you think they could also be engaged in that aspect? I'm sure there is something they could actually do right now, at this time, that would make a difference. Maybe I'm not the expert, so I wouldn't know. Maybe you've had time to think about it and you could tell. All right, Joseph is calling from Akpajo. Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Good evening, Joseph. You're welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening. I want to make contributions concerning my sister. I want to make contributions concerning...
You are on air now, so go ahead.
Chief of Army Staff and ex-Minister of Interior, Lieutenant General Dambazal, advice on about the veterans. Do you hear me?
Go on.
Yeah, the veterans are... qualified, but we're not going to come back. I'm one of them. We're not ready. If they cannot do it now, listen, the veterans are the ones who fought the Civil War. The veterans are the ones, where the Common Boys that stood standstill. We brought Liberia to a standstill from the Middle Belt, specifically. And now, if these guys on ground, so-called officers and generals or whatever they call themselves, my father one will not come back. I will not come back. My elder brother will not come back. We had all passed through that stage. So we are honorably retired men. Even if you are going to pay us in dollars and pounds, let them fight the battles themselves. That is how to do it. Who is coming with sincerity? Okay, so they will want to come and mix us up with these guys that are completely insincere. These guys that will give information and they will mount roadblocks and lay ambush for those troops who are sincere and honest and then destroy them again. No. I'm sorry. I think we are contented with the so-called pension they are paying us. We can manage it in other places. We have already fixed up and we're managing. Please. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. So he's not even interested in telling us what difference it will make if the veterans come back. He says, no, we're not doing. Don't call us. We're not available. You guys should handle your stuff. But that's just one person talking, though. We've not heard from every other person who is a veteran, a military veteran, to hear their opinion, to hear what they think. Right? All right, so we'll have to be wrapping up this conversation. My name is Constance.